Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today's message is called Throw the Devil Out. Can you say it? Throw the devil out. Oh, you guys are too timid to have a title like that. Come on, say, throw the devil out. Look at the person next to you and say, throw the devil out. Look at the person on the other side and say, throw the devil out. That's right. That's right. It's time to throw the devil out. Now, he's real. And you can ignore him if you want. But it'll be to your detriment if you do. Because every day we're engaged in spiritual warfare with an enemy who is trying to destroy us. That is what's happening in your life right now. That's the conflict. Those are the issues. Those are the problems. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5 and 8, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil, because he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. A few weeks ago, as I was in prayer, the Lord showed me a lion, a fierce lion walking around, just walking around, and immediately the Holy Spirit brought that verse to me. Beware, because the devil is looking for someone to take down. The devil is attacking. He's ready to pounce upon people. Beware, and I increased my prayer time, and I increased my watchfulness and discernment. And I shared it even with several folks here from the church. And now we're seeing in different ministries, people are talking about the devil's attacking me, the devil's attacking me. We're finding out. Listen. You can ignore the devil if you want, but he won't ignore you. I said he won't ignore you. And you don't have to allow the devil to destroy your life. You can throw the devil out of your life. It's important for you to discern his attack, though. Because the devil uses division and deception. He uses it often to separate us. And many times we are blind to know what's really happening in our lives. See, your opposition is not with your husband or wife, contrary to popular belief. Not your mother or your father, your family members, your boss or co-workers. You're fighting against the unseen forces of evil. And they are dedicated to take you down. And when you are talking to people, they are there. They're releasing anger, confusion, all kinds of feelings and emotions in the atmosphere. And you're not even aware of it. But the Bible tells us that the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy, talking about the devil. That is the only reason why he comes. He doesn't come to pat you on the back or show you anything interesting. He's there to steal from you. And he is a relentless enemy fighting all he can to stop you. So you got to stop fighting people and focus your attention on the spiritual attack and start using the name of Jesus to throw the devil out. Now listen to what the Word of God says. It says in Ephesians 6 and 12, and you've heard this verse before, we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil spirits, against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, spirits in the heavenly places. Now, the Bible tells us that in the middle of the tribulation period, God is going to say, devil, enough is enough, and throw him out of the heavenlies. I just read for you in that last verse, that's where the devil is. He's actually in the heavenlies. Now, listen to this verse in Revelation. Revelation chapter 12 and 7, it says, then there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. Now, the dragon is the devil. The devil has had access and still does right now, has access, and he accuses all of us in here to God. Every time you do something wrong, every time you make a mistake or disobey the word of God, he says, see, he said that he loved you. Look at him. Look, he's betraying you by what he's doing. He doesn't listen to your word. He doesn't pray enough. It's not bad enough that you've got other people telling you what you need to do. The devil's up there accusing you all the time to God, but there's coming a time when he will be thrown out of heaven. The Bible says, and they defeated the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. Folks, listen, it's time to get the devil out of our homes, out of our relationships, our marriages, our health, our finances, our children, our schools, our places of business. It's time to throw the devil out. How many of you feel like it's a good thing to live with the devil? Let me see your hand. Good. I'm glad I don't have to pray for anybody right now. It's not a good thing. He's trying to destroy your life, and he uses the relationships in your life to confuse you. You think people are against you? No, the devil is against you. I've shared this before. I will never forget, as a little boy, my pastor, Roderick R. Siza, saying to us, saying to me and my wife when we were just little kids in the church, he said, listen, when people attack you, don't worry about the people. He said, if you get up on your tiptoes and look behind them, you'll always see the devil. And I'm telling you the same thing today. Don't worry about the people. Look at the person next to you and say, don't worry about people. They're not really attacking you. Get up on your tiptoes. The devil's behind it. Folks, you've got to accept what I'm telling you. People aren't against you. The devil is against you. And he will use anyone he can. Yes, it can be your husband. It can be your wife. It can be your best friend. He will use people, but it's really him, not them. Now, our authority to throw the devil out comes through our submission to God. Listen to this verse in James chapter 4 and 7. It says, place yourself under God's authority. In other words, humble yourself before God. Obey God in your life. And then it says, resist the devil, and he will run away from you. How many of you want the devil to run away from you? Let me see your hand. Well, the Bible says if you submit to God and his word, if you obey God, and then you resist the devil, you say, no, devil, you can't do it. In fact, get out of here. He'll run away from you. This is in the Bible. Let me say something to you, passive Christians. I beg your pardon. God never promised you a rose garden. You are on the battlefield for the Lord. The Bible calls us soldiers. You're a soldier. If you're a Christian, you're a soldier. And you were sent here to destroy the works of the devil. He's certainly trying to destroy you and your life. He knows you're his enemy. You've got to fight back. It's time to go on the offensive against the devil's attack. And you can do it if you've fully submitted to God in Christ. But I'm going to say this right at the beginning of this message. Your spiritual warfare will be ineffective if you're not. Now, in Revelation chapter 12 and 11, it provides us with the keys to unlock defeating the devil and evil spirits. Listen to what it says. It says, they defeated the devil by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, repeat up to me. I can defeat the devil by using the blood of the Lamb. Now, what does that mean? It's saying that we should speak and apply the blood of Jesus. You apply the blood of Jesus by faith, by speaking it. God wants you to speak the blood of Jesus covering my family. He wants you to cover your marriage with the blood of Jesus. He wants you to speak, covering your possessions with the blood of Jesus and even your finances with the blood of Jesus. Listen to what it says in Hebrews 11 and 28. By faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, which represents later on the blood of Jesus and his sacrifice, lest he who destroyeth the firstborn should touch him. Now, the blood of Jesus speaks of the victory that Jesus won on the cross through his sacrifice. So when you're saying, I apply the blood of Jesus to my family, to myself, to my possessions, to my finances, you are actually reminding the devil that you're covered. He can't touch you. You're covered by the sacrifice that Jesus gave for your life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. He goes on to say, I will keep you from trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, you know what the Bible says? For God so loved the world that whoever believes in his Son Jesus Christ will not perish, but will be saved. But folks, that's only for people who actually accept him as Lord and Savior. See, salvation is for the world, but it is really only for those who accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Let me tell you something. You are protected by the blood of Jesus. You can't just know that. You've got to experience it. You've got to do something about it. The Bible says faith without works is dead. You apply the blood of Jesus by faith. And once again, it's saying that through his sacrifice, he defeated the devil. He defeated evil principalities and power. And it is his blood, his sacrifice, I place over my life and my family and my possessions. And devil, you can do me no harm. Listen to what it says in Colossians 2 and 14. Jesus canceled the debt, which listed all of the rules that we failed to follow. He took away that record with all its rules, and he nailed them to the cross. God stripped those evil spiritual rulers and powers of their authority. With the cross, Jesus won the victory and showed the world that they are powerless against him. That's what happened on the cross. Now, folks, the devil will attack you as often as he can through your mind. That's another place you got to throw the devil out. You got to throw the devil out of your thoughts. Look at the person next to you and said, you better throw the devil out of all of your thoughts. Well, you may not recognize them. Well, thoughts like fear, thoughts like doubt. You need to understand that many times you think you're having a conversation with yourself in your mind. You're having a conversation with the devil. And he is saying all kinds of crazy stuff like, she don't love you. Why are you still with her? Look at that. She didn't call you. It's 12 o'clock at night. She never called back to say that she that where she is or what's going on. She don't love you. She doesn't care about you. He doesn't love you. He hardly talks to you. He sits up there in that chair with that remote. He don't love you. Doesn't matter that he just brought you some flowers today. That was just to cover up the guilt. Forget about that big ring he gave you. That ring means nothing. That means he's two-timing you. The devil gives you all kinds of crazy thoughts, and you want to know what's crazier? We listen. We listen to what the devil says. We say, yeah. Oh, man, why didn't she call? Oh, my. That means she doesn't care about my feelings. Oh, and why is he sitting there? He hasn't talked to me. All he's doing is watching those guys run with that pigskin, totally ignoring me, knowing that this is our week. See, the devil speaks all kinds of lies and tricks to you. But you have got to throw the devil out of your mind. You've got to say, no, my husband loves me. No, my wife loves me. No, there really is no problem here. Even when the doctor comes and he gives you a diagnosis that hasn't been checked and checked, you need to say, oh, no. You know, you can say it to him if you want. I know people are bold enough to tell the doctor. I was going to say the devil. The doctor. Well, they're telling the devil through the doctor, I guess. No. Now, you can't tell me that. I'm fine. I'm well in Jesus' name. The devil is a lie. Now, you can tell me I'm sick, but no, I believe God. The devil is a lie. Folks, let me tell you something. One of the most important moments when you get any type of bad news or enter into any difficult situation is what you say, because that will determine the outcome. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue, and you shall eat the fruit thereof. You better be talking faith. I said you better be talking faith when things are crumbling around you, when you're hearing bad news. Don't listen to the thoughts of the devil. Cast them out. Throw the devil out. Come on, say, throw the devil out. I'm not going to listen to the devil. I'm going to throw the devil out. Give God a hand of praise if you really meant that. Listen, don't let the devil make you a victim. And don't make the devil or allow him to cause you to take revenge on people. This is what you need to do. Exactly what the scripture tells us to do. It says, they defeated the devil by their testimony. What does that mean? It means when you're attacked by the devil, attack him with your testimony. Come on, look the person next to you and say, you better attack the devil when he attacks you. And how you attack him is with your testimony. Now let me give you an example. Because when you fail, when you fall, and sometimes we do, he's going to attack you with condemnation. He's going to say you failed. But let me tell you something, folks. When you fall, get up again. The Bible says that the righteous may fall 7 times, but he gets up again. The devil will do his best to condemn you. You know what he tries to do? He tempts you to fall. He tempts you to sin. He tempts you to disobey God. And he said, don't come to church. Don't tell anybody. Just walk away from God. God is so disappointed in you, and everybody else you know, they're disappointed in you, because there you go. You're messed up again. You keep messing up. Nobody wants a loser. You need to not go back to church. Don't even ask God for forgiveness. But I'll use it here. The devil is a liar. You need to say, devil, you are a liar. Jesus died for my sins. Jesus knew I was going to blow it. I've blown it. I'll probably blow it again, but I'm getting up again. And by the way, have you read, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Those who are not walking after the flesh, but who are trying to follow God after the Spirit. See, you need to begin to give the devil your testimony. Here's a good one you can give him, and you can use this if you'd like. You know, devil, I was bound by horrible sin and circumstances. That's the way I was before Jesus saved me. And I'm not what I want to be, but I'm not what I used to be. The Bible says, he who has begun a good work in me will complete it. And let me read some scripture to you, devil. Psalm 40 in verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord's help. See, once I was lost and without God, I didn't know what to do because you were driving me crazy. But I waited patiently for the Lord's help, and he turned and he heard my cry. Let me tell you what he did, devil. He lifted me out of a pit of despair, out of the mud and out of the mire. He set my feet on solid rock. He steadied my steps along the way. And by the way, you may not like my singing, but he gave me a new song to sing, a song of praise to my God. And many will see and hear what the Lord has done with me, for me, in amazement. They will put their trust in God. And let me tell you something. People are happy when they put their trust in God. Now, that's a good testimony to give to the devil. Folks, listen, when the devil attacks you and tells you to give up, you need to say to the devil, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. I've come too far to give up now. I've been through too much to give up now. God is my God. Now, the devil, he's going to always come back with something. The devil will come back many times with, where's your God now when something goes wrong? Where's your God? Where's your God? But give him your testimony. Psalm 103 and 1 says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul. I'm not going to forget his benefits. He forgave all my sins. He heals all my diseases. See, you may not know what's going on right now, but you know what happened in the past. God took care of you. God watched over you. God healed you. God saved you. You've got to give the devil your testimony. Many people, when the devil attacks them, they don't know what to say. The Bible says they overcame him with the word of their testimony. Give him your testimony. Tell the devil, he forgave my sins. You ought to know about my sins. You're the one that tempted me to do them. He healed all my diseases. Yeah, you ought to know about my diseases. You're the one that tried to put it on me. He redeemed my life from destruction. You're the one that sent me down the road to destruction. Well, he saved me, devil. As far as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's mercy for me. Because I reverence him. See, I'm not afraid of God. No matter what you say, devil, I'm not afraid of God because God is a God of love. And he's going to never leave me. He's going to never forsake me. And listen to this verse. It says, as a father pities his own children, the Lord pities me because I love him. See, you need to throw the devil out. You just throw him out by giving him your testimony. You may not understand everything that God is doing in your life today. You may not understand the challenges that you face. You may not understand why God didn't heal you. You may not understand why your child had to go to heaven or the person you were believing for health and healing went to heaven and left this world. But you can tell the devil, until then, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along the right path. And when I'm in the darkest valley, I'm not going to be afraid because he's close by me. His rod and his staff, they protect and comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy, they pursue me all the days of my life. I'm going to stick with God. I may not understand everything, but I'm going to stick with God. I will dwell in the presence of the Lord all my life. You've got to give the devil your testimony when he attacks your life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab. The title of the message for today is Throw the Devil Out. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word declares the righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. When I cry unto thee, then mine enemies are turned back. Father, you see the opposition in our lives. You see the trouble in our lives. You see the problems in our lives. And so today we are asking for divine intervention. We thank you for your love. We thank you for divine protection. And we ask now, Lord, that you would make yourself very real in our situations right now and help us, deliver us. And we thank you for hearing us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.